Now we've got Senator Mike Brady again calling in himself here tonight after a night when he had some very good showing and some very good numbers. And good evening, Senator Brady. Nice to hear from you again so quickly.
Yes, thank you. Well, I just wanted to call back, and my opponent in the Democratic primary, Katrina Huffleman, called me and congratulated me. And I want to say, like, you know, it's not easy running a candidacy, especially first time running for state office. And she's done a great job as a town council in the town of Randolph. And I want to thank her for running a very clean, respectable race. And we have to work together moving forward. And I just wanted to let the listeners know, and I look forward to working with her. And I also, I've had a lot of friends over the years who've been with me when I first ran, when I was a lot thinner and less gray hairs. And I know you got another friend on the line there, George O'Toole, who's a Plymouth County Democratic chair. He has been a solid friend, and him and his wife, when I ran for rep, and, you know, Congressman Lynch, who's been a great supporter, he endorsed me in this race, Senator Markey, they're like brothers to me, and as well as George O'Toole, and I want to just thank him and his wife.
He's right here.
For their support.
Congratulations, Senator. Nice job.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank you, because you helped me out way back when I first ran for state office, and I never forgot that, and we were knocking on doors till 8 o'clock, and you and your bride, Susie, helped me design some literature, and every vote counts, and that's why I don't take anything for granted. And I remember, you know, we've had races in Brockton. Dave Hancock lost by 3 votes, and that name is synonymous with the history of our country. In that particular rep race, we won by 14 votes, and I couldn't have done it without your support and many, many others. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank yourself and all the rest. And it was so great this past weekend when both Congressman Lynch, he endorsed me early, but he came down and we did a video about the champion plan and money we got to help people with addiction issues. And then Senator Markey came down as well. So again, I look forward. It's not over yet, though. We got an important election coming up in November, and I look forward to continuing to work because the job is not done yet. So again, I just wanted to say that my opponent ran a very respectful campaign. She's a lovely young lady and got a wonderful family, and I look forward to working together to keep the ball moving forward so we can win in November.
That's terrific. And again, Senator Brady, thanks so much for calling in here. You ran a great race, an issues-based race, and we always like to point that out when people do that instead of, you know, slinging the mud. But just stick to the issues, and congratulations on your win tonight. John Creed, you had a comment?
Absolutely.
An overall situation, we've had several contests where it's been respectful with the candidates, which is good for the process, because in many situations we've seen races that haven't been good for the process, but we had many tonight that were.
Congratulations
to all of them.
Absolutely, and some of my former opponents that were well-respected families have become my strongest supporters, and you have to work together. And I also want to thank everyone down at WATD, because you've always run a great operation, and those ads that I put through ATD didn't do bad. They actually helped my campaign to get our message out as well. So I thank you all for that.
And Senator, in my days as PR person at South Shore of Oak, we work well together.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. Again, congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you again. And everyone enjoy the night and be safe out there, because it's still a little inclement weather tonight.
Oh, definitely.
Good night, Senator. Thank you.
Good night.
Congrats, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Hi.
And gentlemen, if you can believe this, we're just a couple of minutes away from 10 o'clock, and we're only going to stay on until 10 o'clock tonight, and we'll have as many results as we can in the morning, although it's interesting. I'd like to say, if you're waiting in line in Barnstable, don't worry, because you can vote till midnight down there.
Yeah.
They'll be open, and after that, they have the vault, you know, because they couldn't open the vault, and now they're using paper ballots, so they'll probably still be counting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, the races that we do know the results on, the 11th Plymouth District, Rita Mendes won that race against Shirley Asak. Senator Brady here in the 2nd Plymouth and Norfolk State Senate District.